B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
I normally lead with something a little over the top, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to lead with something so ridiculously mundane, you'll understand. With planes grounded and most tourism on hold during the pandemic, one Taiwanese airport has come up with a unique solution to help citizens get their travel fix. Taipei's Songshan Airport will give 90 people the chance to take a tour of the airport and relive the experience of going through immigration, boarding a plane, and then disembarking and returning home.
All right.
So you go to the airport.
All the worst parts of travel.
You go through immigration, you stand in line, you get on the plane, you get back off, and you go home.
Okay.
No. They think this is a good idea.
Yeah, to me, it's the actual going somewhere or just sitting in the plane and relaxing.
Yes. So
all the other stuff is the stuff that causes the stress.
Some countries are already looking to innovate ways to boost their travel industries. In one example, Australia and New Zealand are working to organize a travel bubble between the two countries.
You know what, though, Preston? This might be good practice for Pierre. If he could have... like an airport shutdown where he could practice getting to his flight on time, that might improve his quality of life.
Taiwan locked down its borders in March, and even foreign nationals are still banned from visiting the island. But according to the flyer for the competition, there will be three tours of Songshan Airport July 2nd, 4th, and 7th. Chin Ching Wang, deputy director of Taipei Songshan Airport, said that the tours will take a half a day and will allow visitors to experience what it would be like to go through immigration and then board a plane, followed by re-entering the country through immigration. You get to go through immigration twice.
That's awesome. And do they detain you and perform a cavity check?
Only they do a random drawing of people and they allow.
That's the platinum plan.
Wang said that participants will be allowed to get on a plane as if they were boarding for a trip, after which they will disembark and go back through immigration.
Do they allow you the experience of lost luggage, for example?
That might also be part of the platinum package. All right, welcome to the newest park on the Oregon coast. It is called Exploding Whale Memorial Park.
Oh, my God. Is this where that whale was detonated?
The new park is named after the state's decision to blow up a 45-foot, 8-ton whale that washed ashore near Florence in November of 1970.
Dude, I might be compelled to visit that.
Nearly 50 years later, the town asked for name suggestions for its new park.
It's so iconic.
Which is along Rhododendron Drive, and they asked the public to name for name suggestions and held a public vote, and the people have spoken. The city planned to unveil the name at its annual Roadie Days celebration with this year's theme of Blast from the Past, but the coronavirus closures blew those plans out of the water, they said. The new park is located on the north side of the Siuslaw River. KATU's Paul Lindman was at the scene reporting and recording when the blubber went boom. The camera stopped rolling immediately after the blast, but Lindman recalls making his way out of the area as gigantic chunks of blubber fell everywhere. A parked car over a quarter of a mile from the blast site was the target of one of the last chunks. Fortunately, no one was hurt as badly as the car. However, everyone was covered in small particles of dead whale.
I mean, they used the footage, yeah.
They used way too much dynamite for this thing. And a quarter mile away, a car was destroyed. That's how big the explosion
These
was.
These chunks of whale.
It's hilarious. All right, local wildlife officials in Florida are searching for an alligator that bit a man directly in the face. Travis Spitzer was in waist-deep water at Taylor Lake on Friday at around 5 a.m. looking for a frisbee when the gator bit him in the face.
Just, like, leapt out of the water and clamped onto his head?
Yeah, he used his left hand to pry himself free. As a result, he had lacerations to his face and hand.
What the hell is going on?
He was transported for medical care and is expected to recover. The Florida Wildlife Commission is responding for the gator.
Things just got dark. What's going on?
The incident comes as Florida is at the peak of alligator mating season.
Well, you've reported on a number of attacks already.
Yeah, which often runs from May to July, depending on temperatures. And during this period, it's not uncommon to see gators roaming around and being more active.
All sexed up.
Yeah. This is a terrible story. Listen to this. The body of a missing veteran was found in a stairwell on the campus of a Massachusetts VA hospital a month after he was reported missing. And he was there the whole time.
In the stairwell.
The 62-year-old man was found dead in a building on the Bedford Veteran Affairs Hospital campus by another resident. The man, who the district attorney's office declined to name, was last seen at the facility on May 8th and had been reported missing on May 13th. He was found wearing the same clothing he was reported missing in.
Oh, man. You know, as things, obviously things have been in lockdown and certain buildings have not been gone into, and now as things are becoming more relaxed, I wonder if we're going to start seeing more of this sort of stuff, Preston.
Well, yeah. And remember in London, they've lot of people they found in their homes that had passed away.
Yep.
The DA's office is conducting an investigation of the circumstances of his death.
Oh, that's so horrible.
The man was a resident of the Caritas Communities, a nonprofit dedicated to preventing homelessness. The organization runs a residential facility called Bedford Veterans Quarters in a space it leases in the section of a building on the VA campus. Caritas filed a missing persons report for the man on May 13th and had been working with the VA and the Bedford police to find the resident. Caritas said that the man was found in an emergency exit stairwell outside the space leased by Caritas, and that it is one of several stairwells that are outside the leased premises of the Caritas Communities and are solely controlled by the VA. However, the VA facility said in a statement that the man was found in an area operated by Caritas. So they're pushing the blame off on each
other. Of course, yeah.
And they don't know exactly what happened as of yet. But that was, I thought that was pretty wild.
That is.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The man in Vienna, he has been fined a little over $500 for breaking wind loudly in front of police. A move that the Austrian capital's police force was at pains to defend on Tuesday.
For simply farting?
Well, more than simply farting. The fine stemmed from an incident on June 5th, and the offender was fined for, quote, offending public decency. The city police wrote on Twitter that, of course, no one is reported for accidentally letting one go. They added that the man had behaved provocatively and uncooperatively during an encounter with officers that had preceded the incident. And they said he got up from a park bench, looked at the officers, and let go a massive intestinal wind, apparently with full intent.
Wow. You have to show intent.
And they said, and our colleagues don't like to be farted at so much. Police noted that the decision could not be appealed, but I think it's a bit much.
So what's the opposite of an SBD?
Wow. Not silent but deadly. But I guess loud and...
There was another classification that I've forgotten over the years.
I don't know.
Okay.
Loud and funny?
You should talk to a lawyer.
Yeah. Two restaurant owners have been sentenced to 723 years in prison in Thailand after they defrauded the public with a seafood promotion.
What did they do?
Apichart Bawornabangchakchark and Prapasorn Borinban.
Okay.
Sold vouchers to customers that entitled them to use their seafood buffet at an extremely low price. So they're facing 723 years in prison.
Whoa.
Reasonable. But they later reneged on their promotions, leading to complaints from hundreds of disgruntled customers.
You should be in prison for 700 years.
Prosecutors said that they were aware their offer could not be fulfilled.
Jeez.
They said at the court that it was impossible to sell such high-quality food as advertised, adding that the defendants didn't have the intention to fulfill the conditions as advertised to the public.
Did they scam a lot of money?
No, the pair were arrested in September. They've been detained since then. Thailand often issues lengthy prison sentences owing to multiple counts, but Thai law means they will not serve more than 20 years in prison.
Guys, if you serve 500, I'd be amazed.
Prosecutors said 347 customers had purchased the promotion after it was advertised on Facebook and other social media.
Calm down. You'll be out in 200 years.
Prices offered as low as $3. But here's the deal. They say 723 years. It'll never be more than 20. But 20 years?
For
scamming people at a buffet?
People serve less time for murder.
Yeah, seriously.
The pair pleaded guilty from the beginning.
There were no roles.
Of their court proceedings, and their sentence was reduced. It was reduced from 1,446 years after they confessed.
That's a hell of a lawyer.
Knocked it way down.
Dude, I took 900 years off your sentence.
Speaking of restaurants, mom-to-be took her maternity photos at a Chipotle location in Florida. Jordan Lee Beal teamed up with the photographer, Rebecca Pace, for photos. In one photo, she holds a burrito, and in another, she leans back on a table while holding a burrito. Beal said the chain has been her saving grace during her pregnancy since she suffered with hypermesis gravidarum. Gravidarum, I guess I say that, which causes severe nausea. That's what.
Kate.
Kate Upton.
Kate
Upton. Jesus.
Kate Middleton.
Maybe Kate Upton did. I don't know.
Who knows? It's possible. Kate she Middleton. Had a child as well.
Made her to keep the food down. She says that she discovered Chipotle to be a safe food during the pregnancy, so she wanted to celebrate that with her maternity shoot.
Mexican food might accelerate a birth.
Not for her.
Right.
All right, and there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.